Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And I am Jordan. This is the podcast where myself and Jason have a little ramble about life as dads.
A little ramble?
Yeah, a little ramble.
I'm really tired. I know we say this all the time, but it's the point. Have you ever been so tired that your face like wears it on just there? Like it is visibly obvious that you're tired.
Oh yeah, I get bubbles under my eyes.
So much so that my phone wouldn't recognise my face.
Really?
My face ID wouldn't work.
Mate.
I was so like, so tired.
Get the face masks out.
It just wouldn't work.
So what did you do to like rectify it?
Had to type in my
just
pin.
Smile.
It's too heavy. Just feel everything. Oh,
here's me honest. Someone hold my face.
I don't. I genuinely like forget my pin because I don't use it as much anymore.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was a moment of I am really tired, and it's my own doing. Like every night where we have the opportunity for an early night. Me and my wife will go, should get an early night? Nah.
I'm getting much better at just saying, that's me, I'm off.
Really?
And that was my New Year's resolution.
Of course it was, yeah.
To go to bed earlier.
Nice to get it around for October.
Yeah, we're squeezing it in. But I mean, like the last couple of weeks, I think, I've just gone, nah.
Out of pure necessity?
A little bit, but out of as well, like kind of, I've got this hour or two to myself. Let's go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we've been watching. Have you been watching Loki? Are you a Marvel fan?
No. Well, I am, but not this. I just haven't got the time.
We're keen. No, we don't. Well, we take it from sleep.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, but then when you put it against like sleep that you could have had,
yeah,
and not feeling like this, is anything really that good?
I actually jotted down, because we've been having some poor sleep with the kids. Both kids have been waking up. Both kids have been coming out of our room. A little bit of an early daddy issue straight off the bat.
Well, go on.
My 2-year-old daughter, Myla, can now open her bedroom door. So she can now...
She can escape.
She can get out of the room. Yeah. So she's been coming into our room. Luca's been coming into our room. So I thought I'm going to keep a little log. Nighttime activity.
Oh, this is great.
And then in the morning, I thought it's quite a good night. It's quite boring. I won't bring it up. And then I read it. And I thought, well, yeah, this is a good night. So Thursday night, this was Myla awake 10 past 11. So I've been asleep for about an hour, maybe.
Nice. An hour.
I told you, I've been going to bed early. And then she was up at 25 past midnight, 25 past 12. And then I was in bed with her, but she has a cot.
You're squeezing on.
Yeah, so it's a cot bed. We've taken the sides off. my back and my knees.
Your knees?
I've got bad knees, and this was my first evening playing football as well for about 6 weeks. So I just woke up thinking, my body doesn't work. So that's 25 past 12. I'm then back in our bed at 1:45.
Yeah.
And then Miley's in our bed at 5:40.
Oh, that is rough.
That's a good night recently.
That's a good night.
This is Lucas sleeping through. Most nights he's been up.
What's keeping him up?
They've just been getting up and coming into our room. Wow. But at separate times. They don't do it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And then once it's after 5 o'clock, they are both awake. If they wake up at that time, there's no going
back
to
sleep. You've lost, yeah.
Yeah. So he was in, I was going to do it last night as well, but I just forgot. But it was 2:20 he came in last night. So if that had been sprinkled into this night, that's 10:11, 20:12, 1:45, 2:20, 5:20.
So you're almost better just staying up.
And that's a good night.
I would say broken sleep is worse than staying up late. Because I'm grouchy.
No, you're right.
If I get woken up, I am grouchy. Whereas if I just stay up, I'm just tired.
Yeah. No, you're right. So yeah, that was a night we had recently. Like I said, a night where I thought I was actually quite good. I won't talk about it. World updates. Country updates. Floods.
I was wondering where we're going with that.
I thought it's quite a big thing. Like, we don't normally talk about topical events.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Been going on.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of floods.
We made the news.
In the UK. Me and you.
No.
Did we?
Where we live.
You did.
The North, Derbyshire, Nottinghamshire, Sheffield.
I'm sure we made the local news.
No, national news.
National news. Yeah. Flex.
There we go. It's a bit of context for people that are so lost right now.
A bit of context for people that are maybe international listeners. The UK has flooded this weekend. I think it's like, they always say since records began, don't they? But like, it's been bad.
Yeah, so I was speaking to somebody at church on Sunday. They've lived in Sheffield like their entire life and they're on the older side of life. And they were saying it's the worst they've ever seen.
Yeah.
In Sheffield area. And like, my roads are still flooded. Like, I cannot get on the main road to Sheffield still.
Yeah, we've got quite a main road near us that's still blocked from Saturday and it's Monday now.
Oh, and then I think it was on Saturday night, I went out to go to the shop and there were just loads of cars parked, like, just abandoned on the main road. And I was working from home, so it was a Saturday, yeah. And I was really confused, like, why they'd just been abandoned. And then so Em sent me a video that road had been flooded and loads of people just tried to drive through it and all their engines failed.
Classic.
And so literally there's about 8 or 9 cars that had just been abandoned.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's been bad.
It was pretty bad.
And it doesn't seem like that long ago, since we had a voice note from Wade Potts saying about how England just isn't set up for hot weather.
It's not set up for many types of weather.
We've not got the aircon.
So, yeah. Listen, climate change is really doing one over on us.
Yeah. It's not funny.
It's true, though.
It's the way you worded it.
But I can report there was in the new house, there was no garage flooding.
Old house?
Yeah, a little bit.
Again, it's not funny. Well, we had... So we've got some friends of ours that are away this week. And their parents were meant to be looking after their dog. Now, their parents live at the end of a country lane. One road in, one road out.
Nice.
That road flooded. So they couldn't get the dog. No one could get in.
They couldn't leave?
No one could get out.
Oh, that sounds like a dream.
So we ended up with the dog. Little Reggie came in and had
little
a sleep
Reggie.
Over.
Little Reggie? What sort of dog are we talking?
He's a border terrier.
So I'm not good with, like, how big?
Small.
A small dog? Like, yeah. like the handbag dog?
Not a handbag dog.
Sausage dog size?
Bigger.
Jack Russell size-ish?
I mean, I've been holding my hands like this for quite a while.
Is that a sheepdog?
No.
Is that a sheepdog? Is that what they're called?
No. He's a lovely tempered dog.
Okay.
But you know, I've been toying with the idea of, do we go for a dog with the kiddos?
Did it suit? Did you like it?
It suited. But he's such a lovely dog.
You could get an absolute nightmare one.
He's an easy dog.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. We love little Reg.
Lure you into that little false sense of security.
Yeah. So we went for a little walk as a family and Reg around the block, which was really nice. He slept in our room. We made a little corner for him. And I think mainly because of the whole Milo coming out of her room thing.
Yeah.
As soon as he hears the door handle, he'd have been barking. So I thought, let's just have him upstairs rather than have him downstairs and think someone's breaking in. But then Luca came in at like 5. Like, where's Reg? I'm like, mate, Reggie's trying to sleep like the rest of us. So yeah, it was really good, but it hasn't done me any favours.
So you want a dog?
I want a calm dog. Yeah, you are rolling the dice.
Unless you get an older one, and then it's not a very long.
I think my whole point is that I want a dog that grows with the kids.
Yeah. How much? Like I'm quite naive in this area.
Oh, I am as well.
How much is it the dog, and how much is it the owner? That's quite a controversial topic.
The XL bullies.
They've been banned, haven't they?
They've been in the news. Why are you so excited about that?
It's an exciting topic. People are getting rallied up about it.
Yeah. Don't blame the dog. Blame the owner. That's what people say, isn't it?
Except, I think in the UK, in England, like XL bullies have been responsible for like a large number of deaths like in the past year. Like the majority of like dogs attacking people have been XL bullies.
Mm.
And so like the debate is it the dog? Is it the breed? Or is it the owner?
I mean, it's got the word bully in its name.
And it's, do you know what I mean? XL. It's a big bully.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's a giveaway.
Ah, for me, the thing, like, even, like, the most well-trained dog, like, they've still got their instincts.
Mm.
And so, like, dogs can definitely be really protective over family members, which is, on one side, fantastic. On the other side, if they misinterpret something, that's like quite a big issue. You can't really reason with a dog that's not yours.
Yeah. I'll give you an example of that. So a few years ago, old colleague of mine, like a former colleague, he wasn't elderly. They were at a family barbecue and there was a baby, a dog, and the baby fell back and someone went to grab the baby. The dog saw that as them going for the baby.
Oh.
Went for the person's hand, missed, got the baby.
No.
And the dog was just being protective.
Oh,
they've been sat there for so long together. Yeah. So it's like one of those things. They are animals, aren't they? But no, I think more bad owners than bad dogs.
Yeah. I think to an extent, I think I'm quite happy in a sense that, so my wife's allergic to a lot of animals. So is that the question for us? Dogs, cats, probably a lot of others. One that seems to be on the cards is rabbits. I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
No.
So we've been toying with the idea of getting rabbits and plural.
Really?
Because apparently you can't leave a rabbit by itself because it'd get lonely.
My sister's rabbit got eaten by a fox on her 13th birthday.
Nice. Yeah, I had a few rabbits growing up. A lot. They all died.
Yep.
Got eaten by foxes. One got run over. One of them escaped and ran away next door and got next door neighbour's rabbit pregnant. So they just kept it.
I know someone whose rabbit's head got cut off as part of a ceremonial sacrifice.
What? No way.
True story.
So in a sense, they're quite good at, you know, helping kids understand life.
Yeah. My word.
So here we think about getting rabbits. Two of them.
They are cute though, aren't they, rabbits?
And like, so at the moment, like at least once a week now, when I get Noah up, we'll be going downstairs and she'll talk about when we get the rabbits. And she'll be saying, ah, when we get the rabbits, I can go look after them now and clean them out and do my jobs. Because I've told her like, there's a lot of stuff that you have to do to keep them.
Mm.
You have to do it at least once a week. And so I think she's stuck it in her mind. Whereas once a week, she's now going to remind me that she's ready to do her jobs. I know I'll end up doing it, but it's just really cute.
Yeah, it's always a parent that ends up doing it.
But yeah, I think the likelihood that the rabbits don't make it very far.
But we got, I said to Luca, should we give Santa a call, Santa app, and ask him for a dog? And then it started to load and I thought, actually, I can't make that call.
It's rough, isn't it?
Yeah, like you're committing.
And that's, and to put the weight of Santa behind it as well.
Yeah.
By the time it comes to the spousal agreement.
So the little loading sign was going on. I was like, oh, he's busy. Quickly turned it off.
That's a good call.
I know. Swerved it. Moving on from dogs. I don't know how we got there. Just to touch on, the episode from Lisa last week.
Oh, I found that quite emotional.
I loved it. I loved listening back to it.
Oh, it was incredible. And like, I found it very emotional listening to her as we were interviewing her. And then listening back again, I felt just as emotional. Like, it was really good, but it was like, oh, wow. I was kind of just a little bit speechless.
Yeah.
And just, oh, wow.
It was simultaneously like sad, but also really happy and hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was lovely to speak to Lisa. And we've had a comment from Megan on YouTube. This is really small.
Does she need new glasses?
No, I just can't see very well. I need new eyes. Thank you for sharing your story. My daughter is 16 weeks old, and 5 weeks ago on my 27th birthday, my mum died. It's true how loss and grief changes the way you approach life and parenting. I know now I want to make my mum proud and give my little girl the best childhood possible. Making the most of every day and creating memories really is so special. With a little smiley face.
That's lovely.
That's a really lovely message. Thank you. Thank you, Megan.
And it was definitely one of those episodes that impacted me a lot afterwards. Like in the week afterwards, I thought about it quite a lot. Took a lot of photos on my phone that week. Very sentimental. But yeah, no, it was good.
Mm.
So if you've not listened to it, definitely go back and listen to that.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. Thank you again, Lisa, for coming on. This message is a long one, and you all know by now I can't read very well, so...
Oh, great.
Please, bear with. So this has come from on Instagram. Now, cast your mind back to season one. We found a tweet of a guy that books days off without telling his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And just sits on the grass.
Yeah. great idea.
Mate, 100% great idea. This message goes back to that. It's from... Hi, I'm loving your pod, and I'm in the process of starting at season one to catch up on your recent ones. In season one, Jordan mentioned booking a day off just to have some time to himself, child-free, pretending to be at work. Caveat. Disclaimer. Wasn't me. But it was a tweet I found. I feel I can one-up this. So I was reading this thinking, where's this going? I'm currently doing a master's degree, which actually finished in August. However... I made up a big exam that I needed to revise for. It meant once a week, I got family and my fiance to take my toddler out for an hour or two so I could revise in air quotes, brackets, have a bath, watch some TV, chill. And this went on for about a month. Then on the day of the exam, I booked a table at a restaurant to go for a meal with my friends who are on my master's course, who all did the same thing. Highly recommend. How good is that?
God. At what point is that like a good idea and the other part just deception?
I mean, it's group deception also.
That's what I find so funny. It's
got lots of people involved. So I had a question for Kate. I needed to clarify. Do they now know that you're just chilling? If not, will you ever tell them?
Oh, what was the answer?
She said, so far, mum's the word with a little shh emoji. So they still don't know. They have no idea. And if I'm honest, I don't think I'll ever tell them. It's been bliss.
Can you imagine the phone policy at that meal?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Someone goes to get their phone out on Instagram, and the meal. Everyone just jumps on him. No!
The next message is from me. Are you happy for us to share this? We'll keep you anonymous.
God,
do I need to bleep the name? I think I'll go back and bleep the name.
Bleep the name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we haven't completely exposed the person there.
So thank you. Boop. I just wanted you to bleep it again. That's so good.
That's so funny because I know what would happen if you were to post that on TikTok. The amount of comments people just going, just talk to them, just take a day off.
Yeah, just take a day off. Yeah, just tell them. Yeah,
I don't know how many days off I've had to just go and relax. Like, there has to be a purpose to it. My wife's fantastic. Like, she pulls the shift in so I can do the podcast and loads of other stuff.
Yeah.
But if I went, I just want to have a little bath, have a little chill out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how high on the priority list that will be.
If I said to my wife, look, will you just take them out for an hour so I can chill?
Yeah.
She'd be like, what do you think I want to do? Do you know what I mean? But if it was really and I said, look, and we have done this where I've gone, look, I'm just really struggling here.
Yeah.
Can you take them, like, give me a line? Can you take them out? Like, she will. This is weekly. So, yeah. Thanks for that message. Boop.
I'm going to use that sound as the bleep.
Nice.
So I encountered something this week, which, if I'm honest, I didn't think I would encounter so early. So my daughter's 3 years old.
Yep.
Pocket money.
Yeah.
So my daughter is now becoming aware that things cost money and she wants to do everything. So every time we go to shopping, doing the weekly food shop with her, she wants to go on one of the rides. They cost a pound a time. And so it's like, you can't go on that every time. That's a pound went on yesterday. Like, and so she slowly understands the concept of money. A couple of weeks ago, she thought every coin was a pound.
Yeah.
Whereas now she's understanding the differences. Mm-hmm. And we had this scenario where she came down the stairs and thought, oh, look, mummy, I've got a pound and this is my pound. And Em was like, don't you mean my pound? That's my money. And I went, yeah, my pound.
Just repeating your words.
And so I just said, like, not talking to my daughter, talking to my wife, just saying, I think we need to discuss, like, start thinking about pocket money.
Mm.
And my daughter went, but I don't have pockets.
Oh, bless her.
And it was so cute.
That is so cute.
But also, it's got me thinking about and scheming, like, because again, it started up a short discussion where my wife was like, okay, pocket money, we can talk about it. And I went, yeah, what chores are we going to assign to pocket money? She went, well, it's not pocket money then. You're making her do stuff. I'm like, of course I'm going to make her do something for money.
Child labour.
Yeah. It's good training.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I'm curious to know for people with older kids.
Yeah.
Like, what is the setup? Because what's appropriate? Like, per task? What I'm basically looking for, what is the minimum wage for child labour?
I've said before, haven't I, recently, that like when I'm in the garden.
Yeah.
My 4-year-old will be like, oh, I'll help you. And then he'll ask for money.
Cause he's done so what is your...
It's always a pound.
Oh, you start at a quid.
Yeah.
What's the most it's run up in a day?
Oh, it's just a pound.
Oh, pound maximum.
Yeah, like bog standard, just a pound.
Yeah.
I think I remember, and I could be wrong. Mum, if you listen... Well, Mum doesn't listen to this. Comments on everything. I sounded really ungrateful about that. No, I really appreciate the support from my mum. I think it was like you get your pocket money unless you've like misbehaved, then it gets taken away.
Okay.
I think.
Interesting.
Could be wrong. But no, I'm all up for like, you know, if you've done this and you've done that, you can get your pocket money that week.
I think what I'm thinking at this age where she doesn't need money for anything, she's with me all the time. If she wants to do something like go on a Peppa Pig ride or something, which usually I just pay for, I don't mind assigning sort of tasks to those things. Of like going, okay, if you've done these things, you can get X amount of money, but I just so, it feels too soon.
Mm.
It feels too soon to be thinking about pocket money and money management.
I've had the other thing where, like the other way. So our son's got a money box. I'll be like, oh, you've been so good. I think you can have a pound for your money box. But flip side, I've now started to say, look, mate, get it together. Otherwise, I'm going to take a pound from your money box.
Oh.
And it really, like, it behaves.
That's like a, basically a star chart, but in money.
Yeah, I don't think I would actually take any money
yeah.
away because that feels really mean.
That does feel mean.
But then, like, it's threatening with it.
Bank fines you £100.
Yeah.
Monopoly, there you go.
There you go.
Gives you life skills.
Do not pass go.
Stay so he's got a mini box. What's that? How long has he had that for?
Someone bought it for him when he was really young. Like, it's a little star-shaped, my first money box.
Oh, does he understand the concept, like, saving up for stuff?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I think I might start doing that.
Yeah, so it's quite a funny one. So he's quite clever,
yeah.
Especially with numbers. So my mum came back from holiday and gave him £10 holiday money. And so we went to the shop. I said, you've got £10, you know, go buy whatever. So he picks up two toys. He says, Daddy, how much are these? I said, well, that one's 8 and that one's 4. I said, how much does that make? And you could see him like figuring it out. And he just went, 10. With a little smile on his face, little smirk. And I went, no, it's not. And then like the smile broke, then like he knew. And he went and put one back.
It's hilarious.
He's clever kid. Yeah, we've got his first school parents evening tomorrow.
Oh, big topic.
And I'm a
Are
bit.
You dreaded it?
I'm a bit nervous knowing what I was like at school. I just hope he wasn't like me.
Are you concerned at all about the social setting, or are you just concerned about what relates to Luca?
I just hope he listens.
Yeah.
I know that he'll be fine with like the learning element, because he comes home and you can hear him talking to his little sister. He'll be like, right, now look at me, look at my mouth. And he'll go, it's not mh, it's mh. So like he takes it in, he comes home and he recreates his day with his little sister, which is lovely. It's so nice to hear. But I just hope he's well behaved, because I wasn't misbehaved.
Can you be misbehaved in reception? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah.
Yeah. I told the head teacher to shut up when I was 3, I think, in the nursery.
3, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad wrote several letters of apology that I had to just take in. I remember that. I was reception, younger than reception.
I think I bit someone at nursery.
That's common though, isn't it?
And like through a chair.
That's not so common.
No. I was a nightmare.
Give him the chair.
Yeah, so I just remind myself, kids can be naughty at reception.
Yeah, so I just hope that he's not like me. I'm sure he's not, because he's lovely. But I fully expect to hear some sort of like words along the lines of, he's very lively. Or he's very social. Obviously, lively means he doesn't sit still. Social means he doesn't stop speaking.
We get energetic.
Energetic.
She has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Is that just like in the mornings? No, it's all the time. She's like this until she conks out.
Yeah. So yeah, hoping for a good first parents' evening tomorrow.
What I'd be curious at what age do children understand the concept of...
You've done that 3 times now.
Ding! Oh, that didn't work. That was anticlimactic, wasn't it? For those that are listening, that's the glass on the desk. I'm curious, at what age do children understand the concept of like getting out of school or like pulling a sickie?
Yeah.
Because one of my earliest vivid memories of school was a friend of mine, I think in year one, a friend of mine went, I really want to go home. Shall I poo my pants so I can go home?
I was not expecting that.
And the funny thing, this was at the beginning of break time. I went off. It's break time. Come back after break. Everyone's walking into the classroom. And this guy sat there on the side with his pants in his back.
So he did it.
smirking. He just sat smirking to himself. He's like, oh yeah, he's figured that one out.
Oh my, he's figured it out. Did you say figured?
Yeah.
Oh good. Yeah, he's
figured out the system already.
Just
a great social cost.
Oh my word.
Because in year one, no one really thinks twice about that.
At least he called it though.
Genius.
It wasn't like an accident.
And I remember thinking at the time, I thought that kid was really smart.
Yeah.
I thought, you're clever to have figured that out. I didn't copy, but...
It's his world. We're just living, we're just living in it. Have you ever pulled a sickie from school or work?
From school all the time, yeah.
Oh, I never did it.
Yeah.
So this was my thing. So I wasn't misbehaved. I was just chatty and liked to joke and cheeky. But I never like lied or, you know, like shouted at teachers apart from telling their teacher to shut up when I was really little.
Yeah. So I tried not to be like aggressive. I was not aggressive towards teachers. I was just annoying. I was a really annoying kid. I got told off quite a lot. But yeah, I think looking back on... Like when I was when I was in secondary school, I used to like be off school quite a lot. And I think looking back, it was probably to do with like social anxiety, but I didn't have that language back then.
Mm.
Like we didn't understand anything to do. Certainly I didn't. I wasn't very bright. But like I didn't know anyone that had, that stuff wasn't recognized, that you could have anxiety or depression. That was like quite taboo or like quite serious. So I used to... I remember like really not wanting to go to school because I was like anxious.
Mm.
And so I'd just be sick or fake being sick.
Yeah.
But I remember like having letters sent home because my attendance was quite low when it got that bad.
Really?
I say that bad. It's probably like 80% or something, which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't.
One day a week off.
Is it really?
Quick maths.
There you go. I don't know if it was ever like 80% low, but it was definitely in the 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I used to do it all the time. But I think I think it's because I was anxious and just didn't find like school quite difficult. As the older I got, I didn't really know how to navigate certain social situations.
Yeah.
I think.
It makes sense.
But I'm curious, what age do kids figure that out? Like, because when you're at school, when you go past like the reception, there would always be that kid that's like waiting to get sent home.
Yeah.
And it's like, are they faking it? Most of the time, yeah, they just want to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, they give that little smirk. But then when they look at the receptionist, oh, I feel poorly.
I had a friend, well, I've still got him. But at school, he's diabetic. And they used to keep Mars bars for him in the office. And every now and again, he'd just go to me, do you fancy a walk? Okay, yeah, go on. He goes, sir, I'm feeling a bit dizzy. I think I need to go get some sugar. And they go, all right, quick. But like, can Jordan come with me? I'm like, yeah. In case he fainted, someone had to go with him. And me and him would just go for a walk, get a Mars bar.
Nice.
So yeah, shout out to Chopper. We finessed a child-free night on Friday.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. How did that go?
So when I say finessed, finessed. So we touched on last year, we don't celebrate Halloween, partly for religious beliefs, partly because I just think it's a bit silly. And I said to my sister, I was like, look, because the boys like will be missing out on the Halloween stuff, let's let them have a sleepover at Nanny's house, because they always ask for a sleepover at Nanny's house.
Nice.
Everyone agreed. My brother-in-law then got COVID and my nephew started to get ill.
No.
So my sister said, look, Zeph's not going to be sleeping at Nanny's. And my mum said, well, we'll still have Luca. So, cool. I then texted my mum separately and said, look, you'd prepared for two kids. I said, why not still have two kids? And she said, yeah, send her around. So this was Friday morning. Friday evening, me and my wife went out. We had some tapas.
Oh, nice.
At a new place. Lovely. Really nice.
That ooh was a bit too much. I'm a little bit hungry.
Mate, I love tapas. Trying a little bit of different things.
Yeah.
Bit of pork belly.
Oof.
Oh, mate, it was super. Like, and the crispy bit was crispy.
Amazing.
Really nice. Came home. Slept.
from 11 till 7:30.
Unbroken.
So I woke up about 5, but...
Ah, as a habit.
Yeah, and I checked the time, went back to sleep.
Mate.
But yeah, 7:30. But before we went to sleep, I said to my wife, and I told her before we recorded this, you were here. So I'm going to out you for this. Because it really irritated me. I said to her, because she's quite noisy in the morning. And for some reason, she can't open doors quietly. So I said to her, look, if you wake up before me, don't make noise. She said, what do you mean? I said, just don't make noise. 7:30, she's blowing her nose next to me. I woke up thinking, what's that noise?
That's not what I was expecting. I was expecting like the hairdryer, slamming doors.
No, just she had a bit of a runny nose.
I
thought, you know what?
For that.
I'm going to blow it right here next to you. And that's what woke me up at 7:30. But from 11 to 7:30, absolute... I felt like a different person. I'm not even joking.
8.5 hours.
I felt so fresh.
And you know, sometimes you wonder, how do these people, like, that don't have kids, how do they function so well at work? Now we know.
Just one night to catch up. Then the next day we had football, had to pick the kids up. It was raining. It was awful. I felt great. Just stood there with my umbrella.
Just took it in your stride.
Loving life. My 10-year-old nephew came with us because obviously his dad was poorly, his brother was poorly. So do you want to stay over? He stayed with us all day. He had a sleepover in the evening.
Wow.
I just felt great.
Mate, finessed was the right term.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So yeah, went out, had a bit of us time, which was really nice.
Yeah.
Just to sit, like, put my phone down, just like eat nice food, enjoy it. The other thing, didn't not have to be back for a babysitter.
Yeah.
That's something that's like on my mind. Obviously, when you go out,
you're conscious, so you don't want to keep him too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, go relieve the sitter, as they say. So yeah, really nice.
That's we've never really had like babysitters. We've got like family that tend to look after my daughter, usually overnight. We don't tend to do the half night babysitter.
Yeah, but we use my mum and in-laws quite a bit.
That might have to be, come into play a bit more. Yeah. Never really thought about that as an option.
Yeah. So that was Friday night.
Yeah.
We were also out Saturday night. So social.
Mate, 2 nights in a row.
So we've got
you
some
got
friends.
Kids.
Yeah. We've also got some friends. Got some friends that are adopting. Reggie's mum and dad.
Nice.
And they're away for this week before they adopt. And so they said, look, before we become parents and our child comes home, let's have a night together to kind of just get a takeaway or chill out.
Oh, lovely.
So he said, yeah, brilliant. So got my mum round again. And we've got some friends that have not yet got kids. And I'm going to out them. This is Sam. I said this. We were sat at the Chinese, so the blokes went to the Chinese to get the Chinese. And
hunter-gatherers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Primal. And we're sat in the takeaway and he says, I don't know what's wrong with me. For some reason, I just can't... I keep waking up early on a Saturday morning. He said, I just can't get past 8:30.
What?
I burst out laughing. Part of it was hilarity. Part of it was just rage.
Outrage.
I said,
the
mate.
Audacity.
The audacity. There was me chuffed with my 7:30 yesterday that I was actually a little bit annoyed with because of the whole Kleenex. Other tissues are available. But yeah, oh, I keep waking up, I can't get past 8:30. 8:30, it's got a H on it.
Would you, if you had the option, would you sleep past 8:30? Would your body allow you?
No, not now.
Because even before we had kids, I couldn't sleep in, like, I mean, I could do to 8:30, maybe 9, a push, that'd be me done.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Em could sleep until midday, every day.
Yeah, I could.
But really?
For like pre-kids.
Really?
Yeah, I could get to the afternoon.
It's the dream.
Did it uni quite regularly.
Yeah, but after uni, in life.
Yeah, I think a Saturday morning, I could easily do like 10 o'clock.
I don't think my body just wants sleep anymore.
But no, now. Not now.
Not now.
Not
no.
Now. So we go, hoping for the best tonight. I might do another log. Another sleep log, see how
you
it goes.
Do a little voice log, like, you know, that They're doing the Mars mission.
I'd get an elbow.
No one's been on Mars yet, but
I'd get an elbow in the ribs. If I just started,
they're like, it's 0800 hours. That's a lion.
Yeah. But yeah, if it's like 1:15 in the morning, I'm there going, it's 1:15. In fact, I'll do it. Let's see.
That's brilliant.
See how it goes. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Parenting Tools podcast. We really do appreciate you tuning in. If you want to send us a message, please do at Parenting Tools Pod.
Yeah, don't forget to follow us everywhere. Not in person. On social medias. I need to reiterate, do not follow us in person. That would be weird.
It wouldn't be interesting either.
No. It'd be a lot of lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Just tired dads doing not much.
Me going to Aldi, buying the food for the meal and not thinking ahead to other days.
You know what?
Coming
I
home.
Do that every day. I have the same conversation with myself and saying, this is the day I'm going to do a full shop for the week. I never make it. I end up just buying that meal and I end up buying a few random bits which don't fit into any other meal plan.
Yeah, I get that quite a lot. I'll come home with the bag and she'll go, is that all you bought? And I'm like really chuffed with myself that I've been and done the shop. I'm like, yeah. She goes, what about tomorrow? Oh, we'll cross that bridge. And then tomorrow comes. There's not been opportunity to cross the bridge and we've got no food.
That is literally a daily occurrence. Thank you so much for listening and we will see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.